negligee, said Ginger. Come on, let's get back to town. Afterwards, I might just have time to have a couple of hours' sleep. What do you mean, afterwards? We're going to have to buy these lads a big drink. There was a low rumble from the hill. A cloud of dust billowed out of the doorway and covered the trolls. The rest of the roof had gone. And that's it, said Victor. It's over. Can you make the sleepwalking part of you understand that? It's no good trying to get in any more. There isn't any way. It's buried. It's over. Thank goodness. There's a bar like it in every town. It's dimly lit, and the drinkers, although they talk, don't address their words to one another, and they don't listen either. They just talk the hurt inside. It's a bar for the derelict and the unlucky, and all of those people who have been temporarily flagged off the racetrack of life and into the pits. It always does a brisk trade. On this dawn, the mourners sat ranged along the counter, each in his cloud of gloom, each certain that he was the most unfortunate individual in the whole world.
"I created it," said Silverfish morosely. "I thought it would be educational. It could broaden people's horizons. I didn't intend for it to be a show with 1,000 elephants," he added nastily. "Yeah," said Detritus, "she don't know what she wants. I do what she want, then she say that not right. You a troll with no finer feeling. You do not understand what a girl wants. She say, girl wants sticky things to eat in box with bow round. I make box with bow round. She open box. She scream. She say flayed horse is not what she mean. She don't know what she wants."
"Yeah," said a voice from under Silverfish's stool. "It'd serve 'em all right if I went off and joined the wolves."
"I mean, take this blown away thing," said Silverfish. "It's not even real. It's not like things really were. It's just lies. Anyone can tell lies."
"Yeah," said Detritus. "Like she say, girl wants music under window. I play music under window. Everyone in street wake up and shouting out of the house, you bad troll, what you hitting rocks this time of night? And she never even wake up."
"Yeah," said Silverfish. "Yeah," said Detritus.
"Yeah," said the voice under the stool. The man who ran the bar was naturally cheerful. It wasn't hard to be cheerful, really, when your customers acted like lightning rods for any misery that happened to be floating around. He'd found that it wasn't a good idea to say things like, "Never mind, look on the bright side," because there never was one, or "Cheer up, it may never happen," because often it already had. All that was expected of him was to keep the drink coming. He was a little puzzled this morning, though. There seemed to be an extra person in the bar, quite apart from whoever it was speaking up from the floor. He kept getting the feeling that he was serving an extra drink, and even getting paid for it, and even talking to the mysterious purchaser, but he couldn't see him. In fact, he wasn't quite sure what he was seeing, or who he was talking to. He wandered down to the far end of the bar. A glass slid towards him.
"Same again," said a voice out of the shadows.
Said the barman. "Yep, sure. What was it?"
"Anything."
The barman filled it with rum. It was pulled away. The barman sought for something to say. For some reason, he was feeling terrified.
Don't see you in here much," he managed.
"I come for the atmosphere. Same again."
Working in Holywood, do you?"
said the barman, topping up the glass quickly. It vanished again.
"Not for some time. Same again."
The barman hesitated. He was at heart a kindly soul.
"You don't think you've had enough, do you?" he said.
"I know exactly when I've had enough."
"Everyone says that, though."
"I know when everyone's had enough."
There was something very odd about that voice. The barman wasn't quite sure that he was hearing it with his ears.
"Oh, well, he said. "Same again?"
"No. Busy day tomorrow. Keep the change."
A handful of coins slid across the counter. They felt icy cold, and most of them were heavily corroded.